from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Make it 40 the number of people in the Porcupine Health Unit region whose deaths can be attributed to COVID-19. That level was reached with the addition of two. PHU will not disclose where those patients lived or any other information about them, citing respect for their families. Quebec won't be imposing a tax on people who are unvaccinated for COVID-19. Premier François Legault says the bill drawn up by the province's finance minister was ready to be tabled, but the idea was divisive and polarizing. Legault first mentioned it in January as Omicron cases in Quebec surged. The first year is crucial for any small business, and rent is usually the biggest make-it-or-break-it factor. That's what makes the downtown Timmins Win This Space contest so attractive. BIA Special Projects Coordinator Nadia Picotti says any new business can enter. It involves participating in nighttime workshops on compiling a business plan, which is then entered for judging. The winner gets free rent for a year on a downtown business location.
It is up to the grand prize winner to negotiate with a landlord in a downtown location.
Details are at a link on our website, mytimmonsnow.com. The Old Porquis Blues Festival changed its name and focus a couple years ago, becoming the Porquis Music Festival. This year's lineup for the 15th and 16th of July meets the goal of a mix of musical genres, Celtic, country, rock, and more. Artistic director Dennis Charette says on this Saturday, instead of the usual four acts, there will be six, playing from early afternoon until midnight. The biggest name on the list will wrap it up.
We've got Talk Honors. We had him here before. He can't wait to come back to Iroquois Falls.
That is, of course, Stompin' Tom's son. The full schedule is on our website. Finally, this afternoon, it's up to all of us, including the people here at Moose 93.1, to help the South Porcupine Winter Carnival have a bang-up fireworks display on the night of Sunday, February 20th. So this Saturday between 11 and 3, we'll be collecting cash donations at the Emergency Services Building at Northern College. It will all go to the fireworks display, which costs about $1,000 a minute. The Moose is lining up prizes and other incentives. Carnival Committee member Joanne Hager-Parrott says her group is too.
We have what's called the Big Daddy Plush Chair. We have some wireless headphones. We've got some candles and wax melts.
Members of the Timmins Rock and students from the college's Police Foundations program will also be on hand on Saturday. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.